when he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, my son's come home.
For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. Proverbs 6:23. Join Bishop Patrick Bruce of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, as he brings you the pure, unadulterated Word of God. This teaching is anointed, practical, down to earth, and full of wisdom, and will refresh, energize, and bring healing to your body and soul. Listen to the Word of God.
I think you can clap better than this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you move these things back? Just move them all back. Yes. And put the fan off. Are you happy to be here this morning? And all the cables, tidy up all the cables, tidy up all the cables. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Tell somebody your house will be air-conditioned. You won't say it. Hey, you won't say it.
Wonka.
Your house will be air-conditioned.
Ubenya air-conditioned.
In your bedroom.
Oh, damn.
And your hall. Some of you, you won't say amen. No problem. It's not by force. It's not by force. Some years ago, not all cars had air conditioners. When your car had air conditioner, it was a top car. Now, dear, every car has air conditioner. Your car will have an air conditioner. Only those who said amen will receive it. Please, no chewing gum. Somebody help her. No chewing gum. Tissue. Yes, she didn't know. So just give her a tissue. Yeah. And then, Asha, please, away into there. Yes. Clap for us. Check your neighbor. Are you chewing gum? You too. Check your neighbor. If you are not, you are okay. If you are, just do it right now. Because it is disturbing our hall, our floor, the tiles. It is disturbing someone that's chair. Look at chewing gum is here. It's disturbing us. So it is banned in this building. Hallelujah. But today, tell somebody welcome to June. And I believe that this season, something good is gonna be your portion. How many are tired of being poor? Isaac, you are tired. Are you a laugh? You are tired of being poor. How many are tired of having bills?
Tired.
You're not tired. You're not tired. Chewing gum. Or you are tired.
An hour break.
No, no, no. You see, some people are happy to be poor and humble. Yeah, they feel that poverty is Christianity. And the poorer you are, the more Christian you are. That doctrine, I don't believe in it.
No,
because I believe in blessings.
If you say me ji inshuadi,
how many believe in blessings? Oh, I'm glad you came today.
Many
I'm glad you came today. Because today I'm talking about blessings.
If we say and make us suffer in Shrahun.
Blessings to neutralize curses.
In Shra, what the best say and mommy.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us pray.
Yeah,
Father, thank you so very, very much for every blessing that is our portion. Thank you that as we go about our businesses, we live in a difficult, hard world. But Lord, we ask you to bless us in this world. Let our cups overflow. Let goodness and mercy be our portion, and let us have abundance of everything. Thank you. In Jesus' name, and all the saints said, amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together one more time. And you may be seated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of the great challenges that I face as a pastor is the many members of my church who are in need.
Sofo chair say, oh, how can say power who say or your sofo? And they say, not sorry, my baby, ever I'm hearing him.
I mean, sometimes I look at all the things that are happening.
I told that or her and your man is singing.
And I feel powerless. Because there are so many of them. That is like, what can we do? And truly, myself as an individual and the church as a body, we are limited. But I know a source that is not limited. And that is God Himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is God Himself. But sometimes when you look around, as if God is not trying. Is that a good expression? God is not trying.
It's very disturbing.
God know they try. But it's not the case. Because God, he de bo modin pa. It is us who are not able to receive the maximum that God has for us. And when you have a container that is leaking, you will always be, you will never be full. Always you are losing things. Even when you are paid, you can't see the value of your money. Even when you get a job, sometimes you wonder, is it worth it? Because I'm working, but still I'm struggling. Am I talking to someone this morning? Is that someone who understands what I'm saying? You have a job, but things are still tight. It is the world we live in. And one of the great hallmarks of this world is the curses that are floating around.
Na ewiase sudifo kese pa ba ko eye nome a enenam.
Especially in this our hometown.
Enkankane ye ye fa wiase aye we.
Because no, our hometown.
Ye krom ha aye we.
Because here tell somebody you kiss pa.
Is that kacho bi se aha say de obedome pa.
Or is not true.
Ana enye no kre.
Even Christians. Even Christians have threatened to curse somebody. If I ask how many have cursed before, will you answer me? Will you answer truthfully or you give me official answer? Official answer. Official. I don't believe. I see your face. I don't believe that. You give me a true answer because it is something that is in the church. This morning, I want to go even further beyond that. Because tell somebody, the curses we have to worry about are not those from men, but those from God. Those from men, tell somebody, don't worry too much. Oh, tell somebody, don't worry too much. I mean, tell somebody, what is man? Man is some dust and powder and blood and bones that God has mixed together and breathed inside. What is man? It is, tell somebody, it is God you must fear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis 1 and verse
3
or
4. Genesis.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light. The thing, are you listening? The thing about God is when God says something, it will happen. It will happen. When God says something, it will happen. As for men, Bible says all men are liars. How many told a lie yesterday or Friday?
Yesterday or not?
Today is Sunday. Don't have today. Can I see your hand? Yesterday or Friday, you told a lie. Can I see your hand? Friday.
If you had
no, my sister, you have not lied yesterday and Friday.
Hey,
you are an angel sitting in my church. Can I see your hand again? Yesterday or Friday? You didn't tell a lie yesterday. And Friday.
Friday is when.
Hey, you are good though.
Hey, who you?
Hey, Andrea, clap for her.
Andrea, born same man.
She's the angel in the church.
Hey,
because many of us, including the pastors, yesterday and Friday, just now, today, I didn't add today.
Today is Sunday. No.
Today is Sunday. I don't want to know. Men, what we say is not often the case. That is why God is the one who is wonderful and fantastic. And whatever God says, it shall be. Genesis chapter 3.
Genesis
3. So, I know that many of us don't read our Bible. How many have a Bible here this morning or a tablet. Can I see your hand?
Not a phone. Not a phone.
Bible.
Any phone. Bible and kasa.
No, I want to encourage all of us. Can somebody go and find a Bible supply and bring the Bible table here? They will sell Bible every Sunday on this church premises.
There's
some man at, I think, the Supreme Court or Bank of Ghana area who sells Bibles. Go and see him and tell him, come here on Sunday, put a table here and sell Bibles every Sunday so that people can buy Bibles. They will have them because the Bible is very, very important for your Christianity.
Trust seven who here by it. Papa be told Bible, so was Supreme Court anymore. Mobinko Huno now on churn is a question. There be a umbrella no matter on Bible ever has said.
If you remember, God told Adam and Eve, don't eat of a certain tree.
Sir, okay, a radical chair Adam and Eve said, more or more need a dear beaba.
But they were deceived by the serpent.
Now, so or walk with that down
and they ate. Verse 7. And the eyes of them both were opened. And they knew that they were naked. Tell a neighbor, you know you are naked. Tap a neighbor, you know.
You are naked.
Children, they don't know. And they don't care. That's why a small boy, when they say it's bath time and they tend to get the water, he will run away and go outside. How many have seen a mother chasing a small boy naked in the yard, chasing him to go and bath? How many have seen some before? He's naked and he's running. Not a care. Ask your neighbor, you, can you do that? Ask your neighbor, if I give you money, will you run naked here to the car park? I'll give you money. How much do I give you? 1,000 cedis. 2,000 cedis.
2,000.
Who will go? Who will try? 5,000 cedis.
5,000 cedis.
10,000. Andra, 10,000. 2,000. 10,000. You won't go. 100,000. Oh, now you're becoming greedy. 1,000,000. You naked yourself and walk on the car park. 1,000,000. Look, you do it. 1,000,000. Only foolish, foolish boys will do it. Oh, foolish boys. For the money. You go and bet a Vieta and then you chop all the money. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God asked him, and the eyes of both were, and they knew. Verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid. And the Lord God called unto them and said, Adam, where are you? And he said, I heard thy voice. I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And the Lord asked him, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree?
And
the man said, the woman you gave me. And the woman said, the snake deceived me. Verse 14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and every beast of the field.
Na erade kache o wone se esande waye intino madome o efre emu adome nyina mu de wo ewre mu ne efom nyina.
Upon thy belly shall thou go, and dust shall thou eat.
Na wo fru so ena benante na dotie so na obedi.
So ask your neighbor, I know you went to school, name 10 animals. Ten animals. One is what? Cow. Two. Goat. Three. Sheep. Lion. What again? Cat. Squirrel. Monkey. Yes, giraffe. This road, don't disgrace me. What? Bird. Yes, and this road, don't disgrace me. What animal? Pardon? Zebra. Hey, people have gone to the zoo before. Zebra. And what other animal? Elephants. Ostrich. Hippopotamus.
Susono.
Turkey. Hey, Pastor Reggie. Porcupine. Reggie, you are naming your animals. Your backyard farm. Rabbits. Snake. What again? Eagle. Scorpion. All these animals. Some have two legs. Some have four legs. Some have six legs. Some have eight legs. Some have 99 legs. Some have almost 300 legs. But only the snake has no leg. All the other animals under the heavens, every animal has legs. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12,
18.
Only the snake has no legs. Because of this. Because of this scripture. Because God said, on your belly you will crawl. So the snake has become a belly crawler. What God said has happened. Then verse 16. Unto the woman, God said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception.
Now, and
in the English, it says it much better. I will sharpen the pain of your pregnancy. And in pain, you will give birth. How many have born before? Was it easy? Even the secret bonus, you are here too. Oh, there are secret bonus in the house. Was it easy? Did you get up in the morning chewing gum? Today I go born. Then you came to the ward with your stomach big. They said, then the midwife said, press. Baby has come. Thank you, I'm going home. Is that how it is? Hey, is that how it is? How was it? How was it? Hey, much cryings. Look, find a young girl nearby. Tell her your day is coming.
Catch up, Baba.
I was there when my two sons were born.
So for sure, I brought your own mammy.
Hey! It's not easy.
And then enough for
Andra. It's not easy. It's not easy.
Andra, enough for
young ladies. Shabaya. God did. Don't worry. Hey! Hey! My film stars.
Film stars.
That's why it's not acting.
It's
real. animals. I was watching Animal Kingdom one day. Then some antelope gave birth. The baby came. No, the baby got up. Mommy, let's go. Within 30 minutes, mother and baby were going to town. 30 minutes. The baby was born, no, then they are going to town.
So for chair said, no, or his toys be na a boy be way. Or her more toys now, boy be way.
More toys. More toys. Hey!
Or a more film.
A more film. It will work. But you see, of all creation, all creation, only women suffer like this when they are burning. Even animals who don't have sense, they don't suffer like this. Even chicken, when it's laying egg, the egg has come. No sweating. No animal sweats like human beings when it comes to giving birth or bringing their youth. No animal. Meanwhile, we are the wisest that God made human beings. Because of this curse. Because of this curse. So up to today, this curse is working on all human beings. Verse 17. And to Adam, he said, because you have hearkened to the voice of your wife, cursed is the ground.
Adam said,
in sorrow shall thou eat of it. Thorns and thistles will it bring forth. Thorns and thistles.
Thorns.
And in the sweat of your face, you will eat bread. Ask your neighbor, how many of us are sweating?
We are struggling.
How many? You see, sometimes,
I thought that.
You see nice people sitting here. Nice people. But some of them have not eaten. I won't ask. If I ask you, say no, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. But as we are sitting here like this, nice people, look at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor. Nice girl. Look at your neighbor. Look at nice people. Some of them have not eaten today. And they are waiting for lunch to eat for today. You see, nice guy wearing dark glasses and this thing, nice chain. You may never know. Look at two nice ladies wearing nice glasses. Sitting down here, oh, what a beautiful, beautiful pair. You may never know limited. Because of this curse, that it is in hardship and in struggle that you eat and do well in this life. That is the curse that has been released upon the earth. All of us, man that is born of woman is under this curse. And the curse there is fighting you. It's fighting you. One of the keys we say is if you find that things are hard always in your life, begin to check that maybe there's a curse in your family.
asemba kwa yeta ka bra obi bre ewo abrabom ni se ye ka che ni se won hwese no mi bi dan so a.
There was a certain family.
Na ebusua bi wo ho.
There were seven sisters.
Na omo ye nua ma mi nson.
Seven.
Nson.
All of them.
Omo nyina
didn't marry.
Omo aware.
You say it is chance.
Obeka se ebia eno anasi.
Tell somebody 0/7 dear is not chance.
Kache obi say 0/7 dear enye chance eno anasi.
Tap your neighbor, tell him 0/7.
Bo ni oton chance say 0/7.
Is not chance.
Enye se eno anasi.
Something bad is happening here.
Bibi boni bi esi wa ha.
Yes. Tell somebody, nice girl like you, why shouldn't you marry? Nice girl like you. Why shouldn't you marry? But no, listen to me. But you will find, listen carefully. Look at me. You will find some houses, some families. Nobody has married. But they are born. They're born and born. But nobody has married. One day, this family of seven people, I was in my house and they called me, come and hear something. So I took my car, then I went there. When I got there, they were doing, it was I think Saturday morning or Friday morning, they were doing prayer meeting in the house. Then one of the girls just woke up and began talking. Why are you worrying
me?
Why are you worrying me? All this prayer in the house is too much. Why are you worrying me? She said, I have protected you all these years. I have married you all these years. Why? No man will worry you. I have married you. Hey! Tell somebody,
hey!
Before they began to do some binding and loosening. One evil spirit has married all the women in the house. Nobody. Look. Some of the, are you listening to me? These are the things that cause a trouble in your life. Curses that are operating in the air. There are some that is you and your family. And that one you must seek for deliverance. But there's also that one that God has cursed. Adam. All of us are Adam's children. All of us. So all of us, tell a lady nearby, tell her, my sister, the day you go to labor ward, hey, my sister, the day you go to labor ward, Ajay, imami, hey, you'll be crying. I said you'll be crying. Tell the young man behind you. You sweat. You will suffer to eat. You and your wife and your children. That's the curse we are under. How many want to stay under this curse? How many want to continue under this case? Lift your hand. Oh. No, at least one person. Please, one person must say, I don't mind. I will be under this case. One person. How many want to escape this case? Oh, clap for those who are escaping. You are escaping this case. How to escape this case? Listen. How to escape all these cases of woman pain, men struggle, how to escape it? I will give you the key, the master key. Are you ready?
Why a crowd?
Hey, are you ready?
Why a crowd?
The master key to escape this case.
Safwa, ebema wetu mi edwane saa eno mi we.
Key number one. I'm giving you two keys.
Safwa edika me ma on safwa mi.
Go to the man who cursed you.
Ko onipa no a odome wo no ho.
I said go to the man who cursed you.
Me se ko onipa no a odome wo no ho.
Isn't how that how we do it in life?
Or
it's not like that. Is it like that? If you go to your father or mother and say, somebody has cursed me, what do they say? What will they say? Let's go and see the person. So he will lift the curse. So number one, go to God. Amen.
Amen.
Hosea chapter 6.
Hosea nguma itinsia.
And verse
1.
Come and let us return unto the Lord.
Bra na yensan ko erade ho.
For he has torn and he will heal us.
Na wate no be sayan yare.
He has smitten and he will bind us up.
Wa kenya ne ho na obechechre yen.
And after 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. This morning, if God is the source of curses, let's go back to God.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go back to him. He has torn us, he will heal us. He has the power to bring the curse. He has the power to lift the curse. Isaiah 55 and verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let us return unto the Lord. He will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. God will forgive us our sins. God will forgive us all the bad things we have done. And he who has brought trouble, he will bring us relief. That is why we must preach salvation. That is why you must help all your brothers, all your sisters, all your friends to find the Lord. Because until they find him, they have not returned to him who can lift them and forgive them their
sins.
And they will continue long in their troubles. You will discover, as soon as you come to Christ, some things begin to change in your life.
Yes.
As soon as you come, I mean, tell, you see, ask me about, are you born again? No, ask him, are you properly born again? Properly born again. As soon as you come to Christ properly, things will change in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I said amen.
Amen.
How many have seen it? Since you came to Christ, things are better. Can I see your hand? Things are better. Not everything is gone. There is still trouble in our lives. But things are better. Let me tell you something. Compare with your classmates or your relatives who don't go to church.
Find
your classmates, Cynthia. Find your classmates or your relatives who don't know God. And you will see that their case is badder than your case. Or it's not true. How many have seen before? Your relatives. Can I see your hand? You have seen it. It's true. Your relatives. Come. You have relatives or classmates, relatives who don't know Jesus. Is it good or bad with them?
It's badder.
It's badder. Can you give an example of the badness?
They are suffering.
They are suffering. But you are the same family.
Yes.
And you are in Christ. Are you suffering like them?
No.
Clap for the Christianity in the house. Thank you. What's your name? Divine. I like your name. Divine help. God will help you. Who else has seen this thing that in my house or my classmates, those who are not in God, they are suffering? Who has seen it? You have seen it. Come. You too, brah. What have you seen?
I've seen that those who are not giving themselves to Christ.
Yes.
The women in the family.
The women in the family. They're not married.
Your
family.
Yes, my family.
But you are not married.
I am married.
Hey. You are married. You're in the same family. Hey. Check your neighbor's temperature. Look. As you are sitting here, you don't know that a curse is in your family. Oh. Coming to Christ will erase some curses out of your life automatically. May you enjoy your marriage. One person on this side who can say that I can see. Come. I see some hand over there. Come. You can say that. Hey, you also come. You're also coming. You too come.
Also, bra.
What have you seen?
There is a problem, baby, and we feel. Was one. Busmo ifi. Yeah, you did. Now, me cry now. I come pass it for me. Now, me pay me by we ask for me. Quite sorry that. Now, go pay down my Sophie Adaruma. Sophie Adaruma, and then me buy.
Anything you must sign.
No money to sign.
You pay them.
Me no me
yet. Abesisa. You have just come. You are new.
Me yere wo banto.
Iyo ifa.
Me yere wo mu obuse. Omu obuse.
Na omu sorry.
Omu ko sorry different. Na the omu one say me yere ma mi niya. Me ba ge cramp or the new say Finland in the bewo wa.
Look, it will change. You have just come. So you see, I like this case. Mark this man. Today, 2nd June 2024, he has just come. 2nd June 2025, bring him back again. Bring him back again. And we'll do a comparison. And you'll see, God has blessed you. Clap for him. Clap for you to come.
Also, bra.
You say what?
I have cousins. They have 3 children, different fathers.
Hey! You have cousins, 3 children,
different
fathers.
Yes.
Hey, tell somebody. It's not like that. One child, one father. 2 child, one father. 3 child, one father. Not 3 child, 4 father. It's not like that. But you,
I'm married.
You have how many children?
1.
And how many fathers?
1.
Aha! That's how it is. Clap for her. You see, some of you, as you are here, you know that your sisters and your cousins are what we are describing.
You know.
But by the grace of God, as you come to Christ, some things are changing. I said some things are changing. And it gets better. But not everything is gone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why we still have Christians who are suffering small. That is why some Christians backslide and leave church. Because they say they are suffering. And because they are Christians, they shouldn't suffer. No. Some suffering will be gone. But some is still there. Because all the curses are not cancelled yet. That's why this morning we are talking about the curses of God over the whole world and how to cancel it. So the first step is come to God. And the second step is Isaiah 65.
And verse 8,
how we are going to cancel the curses in our lives.
That
says the Lord.
As
the new, this is, you see, when you come to God, now He can talk to you. As the new wine is found in the cluster. New wine is found in the cluster,
in the grapes,
the cluster of grapes.
Our
grapes. Now, how, what can we say? There's no tree word for grapes. Listen to the solution. Destroy it not. For a blessing is in it. Destroy it not. For a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake. That I may not destroy them all. This morning, one of the greatest sources of protection against curses is to have a blessing in your life. When you have a blessing in your life, you are good. I said you are good. You'll be okay.
Obey.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One day I was with somebody.
That could may be.
And they give the person tea, hot tea to drink.
That could be. Now, suffer so no be or honor. Omo mani pani tea, she.
And we're in a hurry to go somewhere.
Na no more pen in terms of ako baby.
So when the person got the hot tea.
And it's nipane saka tea na eshe no.
You see, me, I have a PhD in how to drink tea. So hot or cold. I can drink it.
So for so no PhD said they are no tea.
Hot or cold.
Say issues are true.
But some people they are kenke and fufu eaters.
That's uncomfortable. Oh no, mom, we are kenke ni fufu di.
Also PhD in kenke or fufu in the mornings.
Oh, mom, di fufu ni kenke anopa.
So when the hot tea was there and we were in a hurry, I was drinking my hot tea. My body was suffering. Then he did something that surprised me and was very shocking. Do you know what he did? I will tell you. He got
ice cube.
Into the tea. Pull him in the tea. In 2 seconds, the tea was cold. Then he drank it. I said,
hey.
The tea was quenched. Then he just drank it. Blah, blah. I said, hey, you have come to pass me my PhD in tea. When a blessing comes into your life, it will cancel all the curses. I said, when a blessing comes into your life, It will cancel all the curses that are operating in your life.
You'll
be amazed. Things will become better in your life. When a blessing comes. But listen, many of us don't have a blessing. There's no blessing. The blessing you have is you are born again. You are saved. But there's no blessing of God's move in your life. That is why we don't see the major breakthrough we are looking for. I mean, some of us, we have been into church for some years now. But we have not seen a breakthrough. I said, we have not seen a breakthrough. This morning, I came to offer you a breakthrough. I came to do what? Offer you a breakthrough. When this breakthrough enters your life, like the ice cube in the tea, your life will become peaceful and blessings will begin to flow everywhere you go.
Hallelujah.
Oh, if you are clapping, clap well. How to receive the greatest blessing in your life. To fight the curses that are fighting you. Exodus 23. And verse 25. It says, and you will serve the Lord. And he will bless your bread and water. You will serve the Lord. And he will bless your bread and your water. When we say serve, we talk about working for God. Not coming to church and being in the church. But doing something for God. Now, many people say that I cannot be a pastor. Tell somebody, you don't have to be a pastor. Even the word pastor.
The word pastor.
In the New Testament, it only appears once. The whole New Testament, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Once, the whole New Testament. In the Old Testament, only Jeremiah uses the word pastor. No other prophet, no other book, no other word, pastor, no other book, only Jeremiah.
Yeah.
So, listen carefully. This word that we are all saying, pastor, pastor, is not even in the Bible. Only one place. The most serious church workers are the reverends. True or not true? Reverend Charles, Reverend Steve, all the great reverends, there is no reverend in the Bible. Ask them, your title, where do you get it from? I ask them. There is no reverend in the Bible.
Reverend, any Bible.
I ask him, where? Ask them, where? Who gave you this post? Is it me? I'm the one. I was just playing. There's no reverend in the Bible. What we have in the Bible is what Jesus said. John 10, 11. I am the good shepherd. That's what Jesus said. I am the good shepherd.
And he said, Jesus said,
and to make you sure that it's not a slip of tongue. Verse 14, he said again, I am the good shepherd. verse
14.
I am the good shepherd. This afternoon, I want to tell you something. I want us here, all of us here, to break the curses that are operating in our lives by getting a blessing. Getting a blessing in your life.
And
the greatest blessing you can get, Cynthia, that greatest blessing is to be like Jesus. Be like Jesus. The greatest blessing.
And
Jesus said, I'm a good shepherd. It means you too, become a good shepherd. I said, become a good shepherd. A shepherd is a carer of sheep and lambs. Lambs are one or two young children. And shepherds are over sheep, one or two. We are the sheep of his pasture. It's one or two people. Tell your neighbor. Tap your neighbor. Please tap your neighbor. Yes, and tell your neighbor. A shepherd is a watcher of few sheep. Few sheep. One or two or three or four. That's a shepherd. Tony, but I want you to receive a blessing by being a shepherd of one or two or three or four sheep. To invite them to church. Not only invite. What does a shepherd do? A shepherd will collect his sheep. Come. A shepherd. Then is collecting his sheep. Come. That's all. Hey, slow down. Then pass here. I'm passing here. You're going here. Then you call him back. Come. You're going here.
No, I'm then, afraid.
There's always some way sheep inside. They're wearing red. So as we are going, then you're passing somewhere. No, then you have to wait, bring him back again.
No,
hey, let's go. We're going to church. That's a shepherd. Mr. Sheep, pass your way again. Hey, you see your one sheep has gone. That's a shepherd. You are just gathering one, two, three. And just gather them and bring them to where you are this morning. To enjoy what you are. Is it too much? This is the key to your blessing. Look, when you are a shepherd, the blessings that will come on you, it's not something that money can buy. It is favor, it's long life, it's health, it's a good job, it's a nice... How many want a nice husband? You're raising two hands. That's 201 husband. They raise one hand. Do you want a nice husband? Do you raise your hand? Hey, look, in church, don't be shy. How many want a beautiful wife? Why, who is? Look. I said, you'll be blessed. You see, what is blessing? Blessing is the good things you are looking for. Admission to university. A good job. Favor at the workplace. Sickness is gone out of your body. Your car will not break down again. Your child will be a good child. That is blessing. Every good thing you can imagine is a blessing. That's why in the Beatitude it says, happy are they, blessed are they. Blessings make you happy, that's all. And as you begin to try to be a shepherd for God, blessings will come into your life.
I was
telling them this morning, yesterday I had a guest who was flying to Accra. He had a ticket for 8 o'clock in the night. We said that we want to go earlier. So we called the airline. Is there a ticket at 3 o'clock? They said, no, the plane is
full.
But if we come on waiting list, if somebody doesn't come, then we can go.
So say so
2 o'clock, 2:30, we went there to be on the waiting list. When I got there, I saw another man.
Now,
big, juicy man. So they called him director. It was there. Also, one ticket to go to on the next flight on standby.
Hey.
So I went to the lady and said, please, madam, can we get ticket? She said, wait.
Hey.
They have to finish checking in. When they have checked in, everybody and close their counter. If there is space, then they will put somebody there. So I went and stood there. This director man. Look, he came to the counter. He was bigger than me. He came to the counter and then he stood there like this at the counter talking to the girl. You know, sister. You know how the director, how they talk. How they talk? You know, sister, you gotta get me a ticket. Hey!
No, sir,
director, come and talk like that. Come and talk.
Show,
this is the counter. That's the egg at the. Tell her, get you a ticket.
Can you get me some tickets?
Yes.
I need to travel, have business appointment at 4 p.m. I need to travel now.
And the girl said, wait. Wait. So he was waiting. And I was waiting.
Okay. No, okay.
Charlie, when they closed their counter,
and into your motor counter,
director went to the counter again.
Director, no call counter.
When I came to the counter, some
then
he used his body. He used his body to push me to the side. This director, not this one, the other one. He pushed me to the side, so I was standing at the side, and he was at the counter. Yes. And we're all looking for the tickets.
It's like, my lady, I've been waiting for the past 40 minutes. What's happening?
Look, as it was happening, I said, Lord, you must help me. I said, Lord, this one is not fair. He's using director power and body to push me.
So for say, Brian, a
So he pushed me to the side.
And into a piano conchain.
I said, no problem. Now I can pray. And I said, Lord, I beg you.
No, sir,
I need this ticket. For this, my pastor to go to Accra now. This director is the only money he's chasing. My own is souls. So when I came to the lady again,
and it is officer
she said, wait. So I came and stood there.
And until also be ho.
I said, Lord,
no, sir,
do something for your children.
Ye, be ma umba.
And the director was at the counter.
Na director ni jina counter.
She was he was talking to the woman.
Na one oba ne kasa.
As I was there.
Na so for sino owo ho no.
The woman she did me a sign.
Na oh yeah, sentche ni bi chere.
Hey. She just did her hand like this. By chance, I was standing near.
Now, Ojina Ho.
And director was looking somewhere.
And another director, he heard.
Oh, I quickly passed. Oh, I passed my ID card quickly to her. Then I stood back. But director was still standing there.
And so now, director, he was Ojina Ho.
After. Some about 10 minutes. They were now calling their flight. I was getting tension. Tension was catching me. Then I heard her tell the man, Director, I'm sorry, the flight is full. He was trying to use director power to force still.
He was talking.
After they say the flight is full, he was still talking. Then, after a while, he had to go. So he went. And when he had gone, still, the woman didn't say anything to me. So I was thinking, hey, what is happening? After 5 minutes, then she said, come. Then when I went there, she said, Pastor, here is your ticket. I tell you, a shepherd is better than a director. You don't believe me. I'm telling you. Tell your neighbor, a shepherd is better than a director. You'll be amazed. I was driving. Hey, is there a policeman here?
Police need me or them harder.
No, they are church members. Don't catch me. I was driving on the highway. Not highway, in town. Then they stopped me that I don't have reflector.
Reflector.
Oh, I said reflector too. They say yes, come down.
I want to say I reflector.
So when I came down to take the reflector, then the guy who was there said, "Oh, pastor."
And it is offer so see from by now.
You know me? He said, he's in CCC. But he has seen me before. That if it's me there, then they can go. If you are a director, you go and buy a sticker and put it there. I tell you, a shepherd is better than many other jobs. I tell you. Clap, you're not clapping well. The blessings. The blessings of serving God. They are far better. Those blessings will help you overcome all the curses. That is why this morning I'm looking for some people who will say, Pastor, I will start to be a shepherd for God.
One, two, three, four
people, that's all. Bring your mate, your classmate, your next door neighbor, your brother, your sister. 1, 2, 3, 4 people, that's all. That is the shepherd in this church. Bring them to church. 1, 2, 3, 4 people. That's all. How many will try to be a shepherd? Can I see your hand? You try to be a shepherd. Oh, only one person. Can I see your hand? You try to be a shepherd. May God bless everyone who tries. I said, may God cause you to rise up and do well in life and everywhere you go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And as you try this work, may God lift you up. May God bring you favor. May God open doors for you. May things work for you. May you be surprised. I said, may you be surprised how things will unfold in your life. In the name of Jesus. And as you serve the Lord, He will bless you. You want to be a shepherd? Just 1, 2, 3, 4. I will find them and bring them to church. If there's anyone here, give me some oil. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Anybody wants to be a shepherd, lift your hand. I want to pray for you. Stand up and come to the front. I want to pour oil on your hand and on you.
Stand up and come.
Yes. You want to be a shepherd? Come.
No,
just come. I want to help you. That God will bless you. No. Just there. Yes. Just there. Yes. That God will help you. God will assist you. God will let things work favorable for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You want to be a shepherd? Just 1, 2, 3, 4 for God. 1, 2. Where is the oil? Where is the oil? Yes. Look, the oil is the power of God. That will help you to do what you are going to do. It will give you raps. It will show you who to talk to. As you are going, he will tell you, this man, no, here, no, there. And as you, come, you're welcome. Anybody, look, you want to be a shepherd, come.
Yes.
I want to just bring 1, 2, 3, 4 people. That's all. Anybody else? And my prayer is, may God bless you. May God help you. May God lead you. May God cause you to do well. Oh, clap for them as they are coming. Clap for them.
Yes.
Yes. You'll be amazed at these young ones. They are bringing their classmates. But in the future, they will become great men of God. In the future, they will be successful. In the name of Jesus. What I'm going to do, anoint your hands. Your hand. For whatever you do with your hand, it will succeed. Then I will anoint your feet. That you will have the feet shod with the gospel of peace. Your feet are shod with the gospel of peace. Everywhere you go, you'll be welcome. You'll always be welcome. In the name of Jesus. And I want us all, you are here, pray. That may God anoint these men. May God bless them. And open a door for them. Yes. 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 Bless. Rub your hands. God bless your feet. Rub your hands. Shabbat. Be praying this morning. Pray. Yes, Lord. Yes. Bring your foot out. Bring your leg out. Just pray. Lord, anoint this to put some on the ground. Yes, just tell me. Put some on your feet. Yes. Lord, bless these ones, sir. Supply them with everything they need. Rub your hands together. Rub your hands together and put some on your feet. Yes, Lord. Every hand, every foot, every hand, every foot. Bless them as they come. As they go, Lord. Let them be successful at work and your feet, at home, in school, in business and your feet. Whatever they do, Lord, bless them. Let things work for them. Let things work for them. Let them go up, only up, never down, never down in your feet. Never down. May they increase. May they say good times. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, lift your hand wherever you are. Lift your hand towards these ones. All of us in the house, lift your hand and stretch your hand towards us. Stretch your hand towards them. May God bless them. May God empower them. May God strengthen them. Give them wisdom. Give them glory fair. Give them opportunity. Help them. help them, make them have favor. When they speak, let men hear. Even grown-ups, older men, younger children, fathers, mothers, let them hear. Let them hear the words we say in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Listen, rub your head. Rub your head with your hands. Let the anointing go into your head. Rub your head. Lord, anoint them in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Rub your head, young man. Yes, Lord. You will not be the same again. As you become a shepherd. As you become a shepherd. May God rise, lift you up. May God lift you up. May God cause you to be established. To be established. May you do well. May you do well. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Satan Lady Bakataya. Rabandidi Rabul Kasaya. Separate them. Separate them for the work you have called them to do. As they put their hands to this plow, let them do well. Let them do well. Favor them. Favor them. Let the blessings of Jehovah be seen on their lives in the name of Jesus. And Lord, give them a testimony. All of them, God's sin, all of you, give them a testimony, divine, all of you, give them a testimony of God's goodness. Let it be seen that you separate them from their families and their friends as those who love God. Let it be known that these are your children. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Wow. Are you clapping for us? Listen, let's take a picture. Turn around. Let's come. Let's come and take a picture. Everybody. Come. Let's come. Let's come. Can you get us all? Did you come? You are coming, interpreter, or hey, these are shepherds, not interpreter. Come in. Yes. Yes. Have you got us all? Can you see everybody? Are they smiling? Wait. Are they smiling? They are smiling. It's not a bad, it's a very good job, shepherding job. They should be smiling. Are they smiling? People watch us soon. Those who are not smiling, call their name. Clap for all of us. God bless you. May God anoint us for the work in hand. Hallelujah. Shall we stand to our feet?
Yes, sorry.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, we are that.
This morning, you want to bow your head and close your eyes. Thank you, Lord, for the greatest blessings that a man can have is to be like Jesus. Thank you that you have called us who are nobody. Nobody knew us. We came from nowhere. But you have called us to be something. And this morning, as we gather here, there's somebody here. He doesn't know you, Jesus. There's somebody here. You brought him here today to make him your new child. And the one you are taking to heaven. And so this afternoon, as we are here, you are here. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You have never prayed, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. You are not sure where you will go when you die. And you are here right now. Do me a favor and lift your right hand. Lift your right hand. Thank you, my brother. Lift your right hand. You are here right now. You are not sure. Thank you. I see your hand at the back there. You are not sure where you go when you die. You have never prayed, Lord Jesus, come into my life. And you are here right now. Listen, with your hand raised, do me another favor. Come, come, I want to pray with you. With your hand raised, just come. Pastors, bring them. Just come. Oh, clap for them. Just come. Oh, clap for them. These are, it's a life-changing time. Oh, your clapping is not good. Clap for them. This is a life-changing opportunity to give your heart to Jesus. And this morning, I want us to pray. I want us to pray. I want to lead you in this prayer. After this prayer, your life will never be the same again. And you are changed forever. Please pray after me. We'll pray in English first. Then we'll pray in Cree. Dear Jesus, today I come to you just as I am. Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sins, all the bad things I have done. Wash them away with your sacrifice on Calvary Cross. Change my heart. Give me a new heart, one that will love you and serve you all my days. Prepare a place for me in heaven by your side and write my name in the book of life. Today, I invite Jesus to take control, take over my life, my heart. Jesus is my Lord, my Master, my Savior, my best friend, and I am born again. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus.
When he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, "My son's come home."
We believe the word of God has come through to you. Join us at the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, behind the Confidence Eating Place, this and every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. every Tuesday. Stay blessed. He called me back.